It's our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Rick Thompson. He's the Executive Director of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Steve, thank you. It's always good to be on with you.
We've got a lot of things cooking between now and February 11th and 12th with the annual meeting coming to Valley City. What's the recent thing? I know there was you've got nine categories this year for the upcoming induction ceremony in June. And tell us what recently happened.
You know, our induction process started, it basically, is a year-round process. But we've got all the nominations in. We whittled that down last Saturday to a ballot now for our trustees. So there are nine, as you said, nine different categories to be inducted. This is one of our big years, Steve. In June, we'll induct actually 10 different people into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. So that all started last weekend, and we're well on our way now to making sure that we get all that information out to everybody, and all the trustees then will vote after our annual meeting, which is here in Valley City, and we're really excited about coming to Valley City.
Well, it is coming to Valley City. First time that it's been East River, the annual meeting, and you've got sponsors that are excited about this, and people who may be even looking to be a sponsor, right?
Yeah, that's great. You know, people have opened their arms, and we're happy to come out here, and it's the first time that we have, and I hope it's now right in our. What do I want to call it, into the schedule. Yeah. So we come out, every 4 or 5 years, we come out to the west or out to the east from the west. Because it's great. And this is a great place. The Eagles Club in Valley City has really opened its arms. This is one of the best venues we get to come to.
Let's talk about people who are already sponsors, what they can expect for the 2 days here in February 11th and 12th.
You know, we'll get started on a Friday, and Friday's kind of a fun day. You know, we get a chance to, everybody checks in and just kind of, you get some visiting out of the way and talk about how cold it is this winter. And then we'll just have a fun night. We have a band that will be with us on Friday night. So that's just the fun part. Saturday morning, we take care of all of our business for the year and our membership meeting. And then we have a trustee meeting. And then we dig into the nominations and hear testimony on all of those candidates to be inducted. So everybody gets a chance to learn about those people that are up for induction, and the trustees take part in that. And so it's a busy day on Saturday till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll take a little break and we'll get ready for a big night. We've got Tiger Lily coming as our feature for Saturday night's banquet. We'll have an auction, and we'll have just a fun time in Valley City.
It's great, and we just want to thank all the people who are sponsoring this and sponsors, because without them, stuff like this doesn't happen, does it?
You know, it doesn't. And, one of the other things, let me mention and thank Valley City, because Irene Johnson, who is with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, went downtown and kind of just visited all of the and probably you guys too, and visited all of the businesses in Valley City, and we're gonna have a little fun, and anybody that wants to, not just the wives, but anybody that isn't a trustee and has to be here for meetings, can go down and shop Valley City, and we're gonna have a fun day out of it. They've got different prizes at different places, and so that's going to be fun. And I appreciate, when you start to do that, you're asking a lot of a city, and they've all just jumped in and with both arms, and we really appreciate that. And I know the people that are going to be here, we'll have 400, maybe 500 people here that will really enjoy that.
Oh, that's great. And I know the Valley City Area Chamber and all the respective businesses and all businesses are going to really appreciate having that group of people, that 400 to 500 people. As we get into 2022, it is the new year. You have taken care of your mortgage. on the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. So I know people were super excited at the East Meets West meeting for that.
Yeah, you know, and we'll get a chance to really play that up and let everybody know at our annual meeting and let them know. But that's a big accomplishment for us. You know, that building was built in 2005, and we were able to pay it off in 2021. And that was a big deal for us.
Now, finally, before I let you go, membership, always a great time to be a member. People who are thinking about being a member, you know what? They probably should maybe get to Valley City and be a part of the annual meeting, or if they don't, they can't make it. But, hey, now's a good time to be a member, right?
You know, if somebody's out there and just wants to come and see what we're all about, you know, come on in and enjoy some of the fun. You know, you want to come in for a Friday night just for the entertainment and the fun that we have and just join us, come on in. We've got, I think it's $30 for a Friday night, and then the banquet on Saturday if you want to come along. The whole weekend, I think, is $80 for all of our entertainment and food and the whole thing. So, we'd welcome them in. If you'd like to be a member, you bet. We'd love to have you as a member, and we'll make sure that we take care of that. And come see what we do.
Absolutely. Rick, look forward to our next visit. Thanks again.
Steve, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
There's Rick Thompson, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.